looks mostly sunny. High 72 to 77 degrees. It's a great day to be outside, a great day to be paddling on the Mississippi River. Eric LZ from Cape Coral, Florida is joining us in the studio today. He's on a trek to solo paddle the Mississippi River, raising funds for Shelter Box. Eric, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to it.
So when did you start the trek?
July 7th, left from Lake Itasca, which is the headwaters. And so I've been on the river. This will be, I guess, my 10th day on the river now.
And had you been to northern Minnesota before?
I have. In fact, I even canoed the boundary waters from Ely, Minnesota years ago. I've got family closer to the Twin Cities area, cousins and my aunt and stuff. So I'm very familiar with Minnesota.
Will you be able to see them when you get down that way?
I was lucky enough to spend 4th of July at my cousin's cabin near Longville.
Okay.
And my aunt, my cousin and stuff came to our launch party that we had at Itasca. So
Oh,
it was really nice to see them.
So why paddle the Mississippi?
I grew up near St. Louis. The Mississippi River's been a big part of my life growing up, and it's always been something that I've wanted to do as a childhood dream. I never thought it was possible because growing up, all I had heard was how dangerous it was down by the St. Louis area. It's quite massive. And, you know, the undertow and people drowning. And so it just always seemed like a challenge that wasn't possible. And my father and I were camping near the Mississippi, and we'd walked to the banks, and the water was actually really high at the time, and you could just see the current just rushing by. And I said, you know, it would be great to canoe this river. And he said, well, it's possible. You could do it. And that just, I'd never thought it was possible. And so that just lit a fire in me to do it someday. And I decided several years ago that I was going to do it for my 40th birthday, which was in May. And so now I'm doing it.
Well, you're doing it for Shelter Box. But first, what have you been seeing in terms of nature? Any surprises? And how's it been?
Every day there's some kind of surprise. So being my lifelong dream, sometimes when you have dreams, maybe they don't live up to your expectations. And this has been even better than my dreams and my expectations. There's been times I've had to just stop paddling and just take in nature in awe and just and take it all in. I've had multiple times where deer have swam across the river in front of me, tons of otters. I've seen at least a bald eagle almost every single day on this trip. It's just been absolutely fabulous. The sunset, sometimes if I get started early in the morning, the sun rises with the fog. I mean, it's just so beautiful here. It's been mind-blowing, quite honestly.
We're talking with Eric LZ from Cape Coral, Florida. He is making a trek on the Mississippi River, paddling the entirety of it for Shelter Box. We got to hear what this is.
Well, Shelter Box is an international disaster relief charity that responds rapidly to natural disasters and then, unfortunately, lately, a lot of conflicts, man-made disasters. We respond with life-saving equipment that we pre-position at 11 different places around the world so that we can get to a disaster rapidly. For instance, we were in Haiti after the earthquake, literally the day after the earthquake. Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana, we were actually in areas distributing aid to folks before the National Guard had even made it to those areas. So that's one of the things we really pride ourselves in. One of the other things that I love about this organization is we always send in highly trained individuals called special response team members to make sure that that aid gets to the people who need it most. And it's distributed properly and used properly. You hear a lot of times with these disasters, and it's nice that everybody wants to help and all this aid pours in, but a lot of times it, you know, sits in warehouses, rots, things like that. That doesn't happen with our organization because our folks are actually on the ground making sure that aid is distributed properly. So
what kinds of things are in the Shelter Box? I mean, I'm looking at a picture of a green box. It looks like a pretty big size box.
It is. It can weigh up to 120 pounds. It includes things like tents, water purification systems, solar lighting, blankets, ground cloths, cooking ware, mosquito netting. And again, we pre-position and pre-package these boxes, so they're customizable to the extent where if we're going to pre-position it somewhere that's going to go to a cold weather climate, it'll have more blankets, for instance, and probably no mosquito nets, and vice versa for warm weather climates. So it's really good quality aid. Our tents are amazing. We're actually on our sixth generation tent with a Scottish tent manufacturer named Vango, and I'm actually using one of the Vango tents, not a whole shelter box tent, because that's for an extended family, but which would be a little bit much for myself here on this trip, but I am using a Vango tent during my trip. So
how is ShelterBox funded?
Mostly through private donations. We are Rotary International's global project partner for disaster relief. So a big chunk of our funds come from Rotarians and Rotary clubs, but also corporations and foundations. So we're a 501c3. One of the things I'm most proud about with our organization is that we have the highest rating you can get with Charity Navigator. About 84 cents of every dollar actually goes to getting aid to people that need it. So,
are you a Rotarian yourself?
I am. What is today? The 16th? I've had the best title that you can have in all of Rotary for 16 days. And that is past president. So it was a great honor, and it's a lot of work and a lot of fun and very rewarding. But I've been the past president of the Rotary Club of Cape Coral for 16 days now.
So your goal is to raise $100 for every mile you paddle.
Correct.
And if people want to donate, how would they do that?
You would go to MississippiExpedition.com, and there's a link on there to donate, or information if you'd want to send a check into ShelterBox USA or that kind of thing. So all the information's on MississippiExpedition.com.
So why did you join Rotary? What did it kind of bring to your life or profession originally?
Rotary is basically business people and leaders in the community that want to give back to their community. And sometimes that's right in your hometown community, and sometimes that's within our global community. And there's really something for everyone in Rotary. I found my passion, which is ShelterBox. We also do things for ending polio. We do clean water sanitation projects around the world. We build parks right in the community. In fact, I was lucky enough to take a tour of the Rotary Park right here in lovely Grand Rapids and see some of the things that Rotary's done right here in your community. I got the opportunity to do that last night when I got to town.
And I believe your gear is underneath the Rotary tent.
It is, yes. Underneath the Rotary tent. It is.
And we are gearing up. We have our annual festival, so it's Friday, Saturday. Too bad we didn't get the timing right, because it would have been great to have you there talking to people. But lots of people will be coming in. We get 400 or 500 people that hang out here on the banks of the Mississippi, and the bands are under the tent, and it's a great time. So we're grateful that the Rotary has helped us out to be able to have a venue like this to, you know, support musicians and create great community events, and it's a lot of fun. Eric Elzey from Cape Coral, Florida, he's raising money for ShelterBox. You're going to be at the Rotary Club meeting tonight in Grand Rapids?
Correct. I will be the speaker at the Rotary Club meeting this evening.
That sounds great. And you're going to, right after we talk here, you're popping in the river?
How convenient is this? You guys are literally overlooking the Mississippi. My gear is already down there. I'm just going to pick it up, put it in the river, and I'm going to go paddle for about 19 miles today in this beautiful, beautiful weather.
Yeah, it's a great day. Check out, so this is our rain garden. I don't know if you've seen already there's a mural in front of it of the Mississippi River that's kind of a map, so you'll have to check out the entire area of the thing. So if you want information, you want to donate, website again?
MississippiExpedition.com.